Welcome to Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive. This podcast is exclusively designed for small business leaders like you. Prepare to get invaluable insights from every episode, equipped with actionable tips made for immediate implementation in your business. Tune in as we feature firsthand lessons from fellow small business owners and thought leaders. I'm your host, Jay Schwedelson. Over the last 25 years, I've grown multiple small businesses that have generated over $300 million in revenue. Along the way, I've learned pitfalls to avoid and quick wins that can transform your business immediately. I'm excited to share it all. So if you're ready to win on Main Street, let's dig into this episode. Welcome back to Small Business Quick Wins. And today I want to share a tactic that is so easy to do. It costs you no money. It takes 5 seconds to try, and it can totally change the outcome of the social media posts that you're doing and the email marketing that you're doing. And that is leveraging curiosity and really turning everything that you're putting out into some form of a question. You know, we, humanity, we love questions and we love answers. You know, the reason that Jeopardy has been popular for a million years, and listen, I can't answer those questions. I sit on my couch, right? And I try to answer the questions on Jeopardy. And every time I get like one out of every 10 right, I look over at my wife and I'm like, look at me, I'm smart. And she goes, you got 9 wrong in a row. You have no idea what you're doing, right? But we still love watching these shows because we need to know the answers to these questions. All right. So what do I mean by incorporating that into your social posts and into your email marketing? So for example, in your social media, whether you're posting on Facebook for your business, or you're posting on Instagram, or you're posting on LinkedIn, wherever you're posting, if the primary image is a headline of a certain words, and those words are written in the form of a question, we see engagement on those social media posts go up by over 50% when they leverage it in a question format. What do I mean exactly? So when the social post says something like this, do you know what happens if you don't change your filters in a year? And let's say you are an HVAC company, right? And that's what you're posting. And it says, do you know what happens if you don't change your filters in a year? All the consumers that are out there see that, oh my goodness, I haven't changed my filters in a year. What does happen? And they click on it. You say these horrible things happen and then say, click here and set up an appointment. The curiosity gets them interested as opposed to just saying you should change your filters once a year. Or what about, is seeing one cockroach mean I have a problem? And let's say you're a pest control company. If I saw a social media post and it says, is seeing one cockroach mean I have a problem? First of all, we all see one cockroach in your home, right? And you're like, does this mean there's 400 others, which would be totally disgusting and freak you out? I don't know if one cockroach means that or not. So that generating that interest, that curiosity, it leads to over a 50% increase in engagement in all of your social media posts, but it doesn't just stop there. It also works incredibly well in your email marketing. Curiosity is a big, big deal. So imagine this, you got an email and the subject line said this, want to slash your energy bills? Yes, I do. How do I do that? Okay. Or it said, are you ignoring these critical HVAC signs? Am I? I don't know what they are. When you include curiosity in your subject lines for the emails that you're sending out to your prospects and your customers, we see it give you an open rate lift. That is the percentage of people that are actually opening up your emails. It increases it by over 25% versus standard subject lines. In general, when you are going out there and you're doing any kind of promotion or marketing for a business, I don't care if it's a billboard, it doesn't matter if it's a brochure, if it's a social media post, if it's an email, okay, whatever it is, you can't just go through the motions and be like, I just want to check the box and be like, yeah, we got out an email. Yeah, we posted on social media today. That is a fail because then you become wallpaper to people. So every time you do any type of marketing or promotion or anything, you want to say to yourself, is this compelling? Is this going to generate the engagement that we are looking for? And curiosity is everything. And it couldn't be easier. All you're doing, anything can become a question. There's no promotion that you're doing that can't become a question. All right, before we get into the stat that blew my mind. Okay, I'm going to share that with you in a second. I wanted to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Thrive. Small Business Quick Wins is presented by Thrive. Now, if you don't know what Thrive is, it's amazing. It is used by thousands of small businesses all around the country, and it helps to organize everything. You get a lot of phone calls. You get a lot of people filling out forms on your site. You get a lot of people texting you. All sorts of things are going on in your business, and it's very hard to keep it organized, be able to send out all your communications. Well, guess what? Thrive has actually a tool called their Command Center, and you could try this out for free as a listener of this podcast. If you go to thrive.com/wins, and that's spelled thryv.com/wins, you could test out Thrive's Command Center for free. This thing is amazing. It is an all-in-one tool that helps you organize your small business life and communication life. So check that out at thrive.com/wins. All right. Now, the stat that blew my mind is this. We've been running curiosity marketing programs for hundreds of different clients. And what's really amazing to see is in the last 6 months, curiosity-related promotions on social media have risen an additional 20% as compared to the prior 6 months, and in emails, risen an additional 30% as compared to the prior 6 months. Curiosity is really generating tremendous interest. So when you are done listening to this thing, go back and look at any offer that you're sending out and say to yourself, how can we turn this into a question? And again, it takes 5 seconds. It's not hard to do. And then don't muddy the waters. Like in your social posts, don't put other things, right? Just have the words, giant words in a headline on your social posts that are just the question. That's it. Subject line, the same thing. And then you solve for it. You solve that question in the post. You solve it on your site. You solve it in the email. And that is when it's tied directly to the service offering that you are promoting. So curiosity for the win. Thanks for being here for Small Business Quick Wins. And please subscribe to the show and follow the show so you can continue to get easy, quick wins. Small Business Quick Wins presented by Thrive. Well, that was fun and great news. You got way more where that came from. Subscribe. Make sure you get the latest episodes each week for more actionable tips from today's top small business leaders. And hook us up with a 5-star review if you've got at least one new idea you may consider using. Lastly, if you want to ensure you never miss a message from your customers again, check out thrive.com/wins to get your free account with Command Center today.